SBS in deutscher Sprache.
It was an amazing experience. I had the opportunity to meet Mr. Richter at his house in Cologne, just outside of Cologne, in Hahnwald, a few months ago. Once we've been in, conversation with the gallery and them wanting to take a rare opportunity for an Australian writer to go and meet Mr. Richter. And yeah, I was given that rare opportunity, and I got to go across and speak to him, obviously, about this exhibition, which he's been involved in as well, which he's fully endorsed, which is quite rare. And yeah, now we're finally here. The exhibition's about to open, and it's been a long journey, but it's been a very, very, very interesting ride. So it's great to see it all come together.
Er ist also nicht der schüchterne Künstler, der sich versteckt vor der Öffentlichkeit. Er ist aber auch nicht pompös, oder? Wie tritt er auf? Ist er so ein netter Mann oder doch distanziert, oder?
He was a very, very, very friendly man. He opened his door and welcomed me into his house. There's no pretension there at all, as you'll hear from other people here who have also worked with him. He's a wonderful man, and we have Dr. Elger over here, and I remember a particular quote that he told me where he said, it's a pleasure to work with Mr. Richter. He doesn't have any kind of pretensions at all. In fact, he's still kind of full of self-doubt as an artist. He constantly questions himself and whether he's doing the right thing or whether he should be exploring a new art form. He's not someone that is full of conviction about what he's doing. Obviously, he knows that he has ability, but he's constantly exploring. And this leads to a man who's very open and welcoming, and he was very interested in Australia and wanted to know a lot about Australia as a country, because obviously he wasn't able to come himself, now being 85 years of age. But yeah, he was a very welcoming man and opened up his doors and was very humble, and I spent a good few hours with him.
Yeah. Und dieses Interview konnte man also im Australian lesen. Gibt's noch was, was auf jeden Fall hervorgestanden hat? Irgendein Moment, wo, wow, das hätte ich jetzt nicht gedacht, oder?
Yeah, there were lots of things. We had a long discussion, but probably one of the most poignant things was he spoke a lot about his youth. And sort of, you know, growing up during the war and after the war in Dresden and just outside of Dresden on the Czech Republic border, when he went to a village over there, and he spoke a lot about, he said some interesting things about his youth, where he said it was the freest time in his life, where he felt completely free and liberated. And I found that a very strange thing to say. This is a time of war in Germany, and also they were at the time, I suppose, the losing side of war as well. He'd lost his uncle, he'd lost his auntie, and I investigated that with him further, and he spoke about that he, in the current day, he feels the world is a very complicated place, and it's full of noise and full of distractions, and he finds he gets easily distracted, and he was using references to his own kids and talking about how they can't make up their mind about what they want to do in life and what they want to achieve, because he said, I had one choice, I was going to be an artist, and that was his one choice. And he reflects he almost has a nostalgic reflection to his childhood in a place that was annihilated by war. Dresden at the time was completely flattened, and he went to study after the war. He went to study at the academy in Dresden, and it was just rubble. But he recalls all this period very, very, I suppose, with fondly. For me, that was really interesting, coming from Australia, a place that's never experienced in that sense war on its turf here, to hear a man speaking with such sort of bright, happy eyes about his youth at this particular time. I found that particularly interesting. But of course, there was lots and lots we undiscussed.
Und Gerhard Richter hat auch Schlagzeilen gemacht. Er hat ab und zu mal Kommentare abgegeben zur aktuellen Politik in Europa, gerade zum Thema Flüchtlinge. Hat er irgendwas gesagt, was ihn jetzt noch inspiriert, aktuell?
Yeah, he spoke about what's happening in contemporary Europe now, not overly in reference to arts, but he was more talking about, I suppose, the politics of what's happening in Europe and what's happening also in Germany. And he's discussed, he said that he was unsure with the direction that perhaps Germany was going in. And I think he meant this more about the development of the Alternative for Deutschland, mixed in with his uncertainties about Angela Merkel's open door policy as well. He just expressed that at this age in his life, at 85, he still doesn't feel that Germany has worked out who it is post-war, and I'm not sure if I agree with some of his opinions, but he had a very reflective way of looking at this and the developments of the country, and yeah, he does harbour doubts for the future of the country, and I suppose he, and you can find this out anyway, he has spoken out publicly in the past about Merkel and the allowing in of refugees into the country, which I personally support. But he did discuss this, but not really in relation to his art. More about it was in relation to his art, because we were talking about him being a German artist and what does it mean to be a German artist and what he represents in his art, because as an elderly man in 2014, he did the Birkenau Suite, and the Birkenau Suite's about the Holocaust, you know. So this is a man that has gone off and worked in all these other paradigms, whether it be strip paintings, whether it be glassworks, whether it be grey abstraction, yet he continually comes back to the themes of what it is to be a German, or what it is to have experienced life in Germany over the last 80 or 90 years. And this obviously takes in the Bader-Meinhof suite, which he's also done, which is called the October Suite, then the Birkenau one, which is probably the most famous and pertinent one, which has also just been installed in Berlin, in the Reichstag as well. It's been seen as such a vital work. So his art does often link in with politics. But yeah, we didn't really discuss that so much.
Vielen Dank für diesen Einblick.
Kein Problem, you're welcome.
Lust auf mehr Inhalte in deutscher Sprache? Besuchen Sie uns auf sbs.com.au/German.